That was new music from Curse of Cassandra. Their new album is called Necronomicon, and we're going to hear some more tracks from that here in just a moment. They're going to be joining two fellow awesome local bands on stage. There's a musical thread that ties them together, and we love them all. We've got a kind of a representation of all of them this evening. They're going to be playing January 19th at Oscars in Vandalia. We're going to tell you more about that show. It's going to be a fabulous night of music, and we're going to be previewing it, including some live musical previews from our good friends Echo Mecca. They're in the house, and they're going to do a couple for us live. Welcome back, and take it away. It's Echo Mecca live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. Welcome back, you guys.
Hi, Julia. Hey. Thanks for having us.
Oh, my pleasure. My pleasure. So happy to have you back. It's been a little while, and we're at the start of a new year. Give me a little snapshot about kind of what you were up to during the latter half of 2017.
Oh, my goodness. We spent a great deal of time traveling last year. We did several festivals. We just kept sort of jumping on all of them as they came across. So we had a really productive year. Got to travel a whole bunch. And then now in the last little bit, we've been writing new songs. So the last two songs that we did are brand new. We've been working on some things that we're yet to release. So we also, Brad, tell them about our new album that came out last summer.
We had our album Collide come out. It's got seven songs that we worked really hard on. put a lot of time into that. Got a little bit of merch now. We got some hat pins.
Yeah.
Nice.
It's been fun. Staying at it.
I was going to say, it feels like for so many bands that I've been talking to, especially at this sort of transition point between the years, like 2017 was a really, really productive year. A lot of people got recordings done that they either, you know, got out toward the end of the year or putting out at the beginning of this year and kind of like got ready to really like take it up to the next step in 2018.
Oh, yeah.
What are you guys looking forward to in the new year?
Really just playing more shows, expanding more, probably traveling more. Definitely looking forward to that. You know, we've been trying to travel more, make our radius farther, and expand the circle as we play. So we're hoping to travel more this year, I think, really.
And we're trying to balance that with writing new tunes, because sometimes when we travel a lot, we don't have as much time to like create new content. So I'm really excited that we're focusing our efforts right now on creating new music to take out on the road when it warms up a little.
I was going to say, it makes sense in the winter. You know?
Right.
Plus, we kind of have we're going to start trying to release stuff a little bit quicker. You know, we've done stuff in like full albums before, and I think like we're going to try to do our next album in like three parts. Maybe we've been discussing it sort of, you know, like three, four songs here, three, four songs here, and kind of in the end, it'll be one big piece of work, but people won't have to wait for it, you know.
Oh, that's cool.
What like happens
kind of
is
chapters.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah,
cool. We were calling them volumes. But
okay.
So what happens is, you know, you'll write a song and you'll play it out forever, and then you release it, and you're like already tired of it.
I hear that so often that by the time like the other people get to hear it, you're just like, oh, I'm so done with this, and like ready to move on.
Yeah, just
to
ready
the next
to write something new. So
we play out live a lot too. So a lot of people have been hearing some of our songs for a while before that album comes out. So we think that this model might work for us a little better to keep us steadily putting something out there, talking to our fans, making that interaction.
It's an experiment.
So, yeah, we're excited.
That's exciting. And I think that model, especially as you're spending so much time in the road, that could be really fun to sort of see the evolution as, you know, you're writing and experiencing new things and sort of how the album reflects your experiences as you're going too.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, that'll be so exciting. Well, in the meantime, we have something really exciting coming up this weekend at Oscars in Vandalia. We're gonna be talking more about this throughout the night. We've got Goodnight, Goodnight here as well. Tell us a little bit about this show. I'm so excited about it.
So am I. I'm like over here, like on my tiptoes, jumping around. I know you can't see me on the radio. No, this show has been something that we've talked about this since we met. We've played a million shows together now, Goodnight, Goodnight, and ourselves. And Echo Mecca has played quite a few times with Curse as well. And we just mesh so well. And for whatever reason, we've never been able to get the three of us on a single lineup at the same night. So we are incredibly excited to have built the show and to be taking it on the road this weekend. And we hope people will come out and warm up with us because it's going to get hot in there.
Yeah. And I'm so excited about this sort of musical confluence because, you know, I've known you all separately and I love your styles separately. And to know, you know, I guess I always assumed like, oh yeah, you must all know each other, but to know that you guys are all friends and you've worked together separately, but to have the three of you on a lineup, like, that is so cool to me, especially like as someone who's really, really excited about what's happening in sort of the new electronic genre that meshes with rock and so many other things. That is, yeah. That's going to be killer.
Well, one thing that we really like to bring to the table, and we think that this showcase will be tops. I can't think of another lineup that's better that we've been a part of. But one thing that we always are constantly trying to explain is that what we do is not the same thing as a DJ set.
Right.
So when we play with other electronic bands that are very much bands, it helps to showcase in an outward way what it is that we actually are doing with these instruments.
Yeah.
So we're really excited for that element too. And then of course we get to spend the whole evening with some of our best friends. So
well,
I mean,
it can't go wrong.
It's going to be fantastic.
It's really cool because you know all three bands have like electronic ties, but in different ways. You know,
yeah.
That's what I really
yeah.
like about it. You know, like we're all similar, but you can definitely tell us apart when you nobody's songs sound alike. Or it's really cool. Like it's such a broad spectrum for an evening, you know, like you get the same vibe all night, but you don't have to listen to the same thing all night.
yeah, it's definitely, I feel like everybody kind of taking their own spin on electronic and really distinct and interesting vocals and lyrics as well. That's something else that the three of you all share as bands is strong, interesting vocals and really interesting lyrics where there's definitely something happening there. That's going to be exciting.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All original music, you know, all three of us, we all write our own songs, and that's pretty much all we play, you know. So, I mean, you're not going to hear this stuff anywhere else.
That's right. Moving forward from this weekend, the show we're talking about is the 19th. That's Friday night at Oscar's Bar in Vandalia. And we've got the details at facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. Kind of moving forward from this weekend, do you guys have anything else on the books that we should look forward to?
We're starting to get busy. We've got something in Akron on February 16th? At Annabelle's. But we're starting to pick up things already for the summer. We're looking at Playthink already this year. That's been announced.
Yeah.
We've got a couple we're not allowed to announce yet because it's a little bit early. But we've really had a good time playing the festival circuit. So I think that in the meantime, though, we're looking at also something in Cincinnati at Stanley's Pub sometime soon, too. So,
great.
Yeah, we're working on a few things. But the fest season's coming up, and those announcements will be coming out soon, too.
Awesome. Well, we'll keep an eye to social media for that one.
Thank you.
And we'll be hearing more live music from Echo Mecca here in just a little while as we preview this Friday night's show. It's called Frozen in Vandalia, a Snowsuit Rave. Love the name. And we've got all the links up on facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. We're going to talk to Goodnight here in just a moment and hear some tracks from their new album. But first, we're going to sprinkle in another one from the new Curse of Cassandra album. That one is called Necronomicon. And our good friends Nicole and Jacob Richter couldn't be here tonight. But as longtime listeners of the show know, they spent the last year touring around in their RV with their awesome Sphinx cats, and the result is this beautiful new album. And we'll tell you about where else you can see them here in just a little while. But first, take a listen to this one, new music from Curse of Cassandra, and coming up, Goodnight, here on 91.3 WYSO.
To smile when they know that it's wrong, and I like boys who cry, don't feel like they belong, and I like everything in between, and I like everything in between, and I like everything in between. With you I wanna play. Yeah.
Brand new music right there from Good Night, Good Night. They're going to be performing Friday night at Oscars in Vandalia as well. And we've got the band here. Now, I have to tell you guys, funny story. We were playing the last album for a while. And sometime this fall, Tom Amrine, my co-producer, who's off in the world being awesome right now. So he's not on the show at the moment. He said to me, he's like, man, that album's good. I wonder when they're going to have something new. And I kid you not, it was like not a week later that I started to see things on your social media like, we've got something new coming. Yeah. So this is very welcome. We're very happy to have it. So tell me a little bit about the process of putting this one together.
We started this process about 11 months ago, 10 or 11 months ago, almost right after we put out This Place. We had songs that we started working on that they weren't ready for that album. And once we had a release, we just really got right back to work, started writing.
Yeah, that track, December, was written last December?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like over a year ago? So yeah, it's been a long process. What? Didn't you talk about it?
Well, I am curious, you know, I've gotten to sort of witness the evolution of Good Night, Good Night. You guys have come on the show kind of with every release, and we've gotten to watch you grow and evolve as a band and really find your sound. And so you mentioned that some of these tracks, you know, were in kind of their infancy when the last album had come out. Tell me a little bit about how these tracks and your sound has grown and evolved and shifted a little bit between these two projects over kind of this past year, because I definitely feel this is the next step on your evolution, just hearing this. Tell me a little bit about the kind of conscious or unconscious things that happened in that evolution.
I think it was very unconscious. We didn't make a decision that this is where we're going with our music. You know, part of the reason why our last album was called This Place is because that was the place we were in when we wrote that album. And I don't want to say darker time, but it certainly was more sad, I think. And, you know, I think just moving on with our lives and, you know, just trying to live, you know, I think we become a lot more hopeful, as people. And, I think just the music is just a general reflection of that.
And totally off subject, I'd like to say hi to my two daughters. I told them.
Oh, absolutely.
Hi, Lillian. Hi, Eileen. Daddy loves you.
And Stretcho.
Thank you. Love you, Stretcho.
I do hear that hopeful quality, even just in this first track that we've played. Mm-hmm. I think that the past two releases, I'm hesitant to even say darker. I think that they were definitely more contemplative, more in that searching phase. And this one feels like there's still some searching, but there's also more light coming in. You know,
yeah,
there's some glimmers there. Was there anything in the writing that that you were focusing on to create that, or did you find that that was just kind of what was coming as you started putting it together?
It's just kind of how it all came out. Not somewhat something that we were looking for. It's just kind of how it all fell together.
Yeah, I mean, I could feel a shift, but it wasn't.
Winter in Ohio, folks.
Yeah. That's why we're not playing live.
Yeah. But it felt, we just let it happen. It was just a very natural progression.
Yeah, nothing was forced at all. Either the songs came to us or we put them to the side, but we didn't force anything. And we really didn't go in looking at, you know, this is how we're going to write. It's just, you know, I mean, we've been playing together for years, but as this band, next month will be 3 years for us, and I think that we're really just starting to find our groove with each other again, so.
Yeah, this was, we took our time with this album. We did not rush at all. We just took it as it
came. Yeah. Well, and in talking about finding that comfort with each other, I think that the way that you're incorporating the vocals especially has been this beautiful evolution of how the sound and the vocals are weaving into each other in every time I hear a new release from you. It's happening in a different way, but it's becoming just more tight-knit. And I have to think that that reflects kind of the way that you guys are gelling, playing again for 3 years now, that you're kind of in that place and the music is reflecting that really tight-knit, interwoven quality.
Thank you.
So this album comes out in February, so we're getting a sneak peek. What does 2018 kind of look like for you guys?
We just started booking up shows. We have, this show this weekend with Echo Mecca and Curse of Cassandra. And it just so happens that it also coincides with Todd's birthday and my birthday.
Perfect. So, oh, man.
our actual CD release is February 10th, but I'm sure we're going to give away presents for our birthdays. Yeah. So people should come out.
I love it. I love it. Well, we're talking to Goodnight Goodnight, and their new album is called Control. And I wanna play another track from the album. Let's see. The next one we're going to hear is the title track. Do you guys want to introduce this one?
Yeah, this one is called Control. This started out just basically as a guitar riff Gary was messing around with. And yeah. Anybody else want to chime in? No?
Okay. Perfect.
I'm not good at this.
Let's take a listen to it. The title track from Goodnight Goodnight's new album, Control, here on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO, Yellow Springs, Dayton, Springfield, and online at WYSO.org. It's the title track from Good Night, Good Night's latest album. It's called Control, and they're celebrating the release of that one on February 10th at South Park Tavern. Old Newt will be joining them on the stage. We've got a link up to that on our Facebook page, facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. You can see them this weekend, Friday night at Oscars in Vandalia. It is, it's like a supergroup lineup or something. Cavalcade of stars. It's going to be Good Night, Good Night, Curse of Cassandra, and Echo Mecca. And I'm gonna throw this out to all our musicians in the house. So we kind of touched on this when we were talking to Echo Mecca, but you know, you guys all work in y'all incorporate electronic music into your work in very, very different ways, as we have said. I'm really, really interested in sort of what are the things that have influenced you to bring that into your work, or what drew you to that? Because I know, you know, there's very traditional electronic music, there's house music, and there's also, I feel like, this huge resurgence of kind of what we're hearing with Good Night, Good Night, which is trip hop. We're hearing a lot of that, and really with Echo Mecca too. So tell me a little bit about what inspired you guys to bring that into the work that you're doing.
I guess for me, I've always been into electronic music, so I play a lot of video games. So that has a lot to do with it, maybe. Not really. I think, you know, for years I was trying to be in bands, and it just wasn't working out. And I always kind of did electronic stuff on the side on my computer. And, you know, thought, I could just kind of do this myself. Like, I can, you know. And we just kind of grew it from there. And Stephanie sang on it. So, really, I mean, it just comes down to, like, start off just being easier to, like, you know, to do it all myself. Man, I can't play drums and guitar and bass by myself. So,
and yet what you do is, like, so not easy.
Well, no.
Like,
no.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, yeah. I'm actually quite envious of people who can do electronic music well, because it's a completely different, like, mindset. What about for you guys? What was the decision for you to sort of bring it in?
I've been playing keyboards since I was like 16, 17. Huge influence from my brother coming back from college with like Joy Division and New Order and just the keys that are layered in with The Cure and I love orchestration. I've been doing it for a long time, and Gary and Amanda and I have been, and this is our third band together. It's the three of us.
Yeah. Yep.
Since, what was that?
98.
I went through an industrial phase and everything, but I think I've came back around to the older sounds.
I think one thing that we have in common, all three of the bands that'll be there Friday, is that we all really value having this organic thread through that electronic music. So it sets us all a little bit apart. And like you said, I'm so glad you said that it was a throwback in a way to another time, because I think, not giving it away, but I'm a little older than the 20-something. So, you know, I think our influences are a lot different, and we really do hold value to things like vocals and lyrics and keeping instruments that we play alongside. You know, we have this amazing group over here. They just blow my mind, but they do everything different than we do. But we all try to keep that organic thread throughout the things we create.
Yeah,
and it's cool to hear because you guys all and Curse of Cassandra as well. I think it's cool to hear the honoring of the past, and yet there are like little subtle nods to like what's happening now, like little subtle nods, especially in some of the in Echo Mecca's second song. I could hear some little subtle nods to some EDM there, and it was great.
Yeah.
Like just a little like hat tip there. And yet also there were totally like subtle nods to things from 20, 25, 30 years ago that were great. So hearing that blending of sound, and same with you guys, like I love that sort of fusion of, you know, there are definitely like subtle hat tips to more modern indie rock bands, but there are also like definite nods to Joy Division and books like that as well. And I know Curse of Cassandra, same thing. We've talked about it here in the studio. Those nods to, the stuff that Jacob and Nicole came up with and what's playing in the clubs now as well.
Definitely.
You're going to be able to hear it all on Friday night at Oscar's Bar in Vandalia. The show is called Frozen in Vandalia, a Snowsuit Rave. You're going to want to bring your dancing shoes. They can be snow boots. It's all good. We've got a link up to all the show information on our Facebook page, facebook.com/kaleidoscoperadio. We're going to hear one more from Goodnight, Goodnight, and then Echo Mecca is going to do some more live for us. We're going to hear Goodbye from the Control album. Do you guys want to give this one any introduction?
This is actually wasn't supposed to be on the album, and we wrote it and decided that, you know what, this is a perfect song to end the album with. It's kind of pushing more of the direction that we're heading in, so.
Kind of leaves you hanging.
Yeah.
Let's give this one a listen. Music from Goodnight, Goodnight from their forthcoming album. It's called Control. Official release date is February 10th. Details on that at facebook.com/kaleidoscoperadio as well. When we come back, we'll have Echo Mecca live in studio. From Goodnight, Goodnight's latest album. It's called Control. Friday night at Oscar's Bar in Vandalia, they're going to be playing. Curse of Cassandra is going to be playing. And Echo Mecca is going to be playing. And they're going to do some more for us live in the studio.
Surprise, never taunted, never. I'm still trying so hard here to keep up my guard, dear, but nothing can stay the same. There's nowhere to hide me. There's no one to guide us when we both are blind. It's just time to make room, make space and let go. We knew from the get-go, of course we'd know in time. Here is
live now, 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 now.
Echo Mecca, live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. You can check them out Friday night at Oscars in Vandalia. They're going to be joined on the stage by Goodnight, Goodnight, and Curse of Cassandra. The show is called Frozen in Vandalia, a snowsuit rave. And we've got links up to all the details and ways to connect with all of these bands on Facebook.com/Kaleidoscope Radio. Info on Goodnight, Goodnight CD release there as well. And how you can check out Curse of Cassandra at Therapy Cafe as part of the Black Hearts Ball that's coming up February 9th. Guys, thank you all so much for being here. This
thank
was
you.
Such thank a pleasure.
Thank you for hosting
awesome
us.
To come back. Always a good time.
Check out Frozen, a Raven Vandalia. It's Friday night at Oscar's Bar. All the details at Facebook.com/Kaleidoscope Radio. We're going to take you out on one more from Curse of Cassandra's new album. It's called Necronomicon. And all of the tracks, incidentally, are named for famous witches. And so I got to get Jacob and Nicole in here so we can like go through the list and talk about the history of all of them, because I am that kind of nerd. But we heard Bellatrix earlier, and right now we're going to hear one called Rowan. This is Kaleidoscope on WYSO.
Tell me, is your lover with my lover? Are they making each other